Hello.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. I am your host, Corey Oskowitz, and I'm back here again with my co-host, Kitty Reynolds. What up, Kitty?
Woo! What up, Holmes?
Not much, as you guys could tell. Not the same place we're recording from. We finally made our move after 3 weeks, and we're here. This is now, I think, this might be the fourth or fifth place we have done our podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, we started off on Zoom, if that counts. It was during the pandemic. Alex's backyard. And then we went to Alex's apartment up in Bumblefuck. And then after that, we went to Alex's apartment in Queens. And then my apartment. And then my other apartment. And now my third apartment. So now...
A New York tale.
Yeah. So now we're here. I'm in Long Island City. Kitty is a Queens native as well.
Yes.
Astoria.
I'm not a native, but I do live in Queens.
Yeah.
I don't want to pretend to be cooler than I am.
Yeah. I'm here because I just want to be closer to my Mets, who have been losing every single game. Every time I get a notification, they're losing. They fucking suck. It's crazy.
Go Mets, though. I'm a Mets fan by blood.
Are you?
Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about the Yankees...
Yeah, we went over this. You hate everything that's good and that people like.
Yeah, that's it. That must be why I'm counterculture.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I feel, would you agree with this, that you're either in the Mets, Jets, Islanders lineage, mm-hmm. or you're in the Yankees, Rangers? Oh, no, but you're Rangers.
Yeah, so normally that's how things work, but I am Rangers, Giants.
Giants?
Mets.
Okay.
Rangers,
I'm also...
Giants, Mets.
You know, I'm not real. I dabble in either, but but I do not like the Yankees.
You don't like the Yankees.
I don't like their
vibe.
I
hate the Yankees.
I don't like the fans of the Yankees. I don't like the vibe at all.
Okay.
It's very arrogant, and I feel like Mets fans are just really cool people,
down
to earth folk.
Yep.
Just like you.
Yeah, I'm just very down to earth, very cool guy. I think there's also we did talk about this that. You hate the Yankees because they're fans. You hate things because you hate the people that like things.
Yeah, there's actually a great West Wing monologue. Did you ever watch the West Wing?
No.
So there's a great monologue, actually, about this one, Ainsley Hayes. She's like the token Republican on the show.
Okay.
And she goes on this soliloquy, and she's like, you don't hate guns, you hate the people who use them. And you're just like, whoa, chills.
Yeah.
But also, we do hate guns a little bit. But it was a beautiful sentiment.
Have you ever shot a gun?
No.
Neither have I.
Really?
I want to so badly, though.
We're so soft.
Yeah, I'm such a fucking pussy.
I am, too. I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it?
I don't want to do it ever.
If you were taken to a gun range, you wouldn't shoot one?
No, I had the opportunity to go skeet shooting.
Really?
And even that was too much for me.
That sounds fun as fuck.
I know, but just something about the violence of it. Maybe I had an ancestor. You know how if you get those, and I don't know.
Who used guns a lot?
Yeah, or someone got shot, or someone accidentally shot someone. Something about it, I'm just no thank you.
I have that in my family, but I still kind of want to shoot a gun. I've just been playing so much Fortnite that I'm ugh, I could totally... Get me a fucking purple scar right now and I'll fucking hit the town,
I just feel I would end up Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney?
He shot his friend by accident. That would be me. I'd be oopsies, and that's not funny.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd make it funny.
Yeah, I'd make it funny. We'd play it off, but or it could be Alec Baldwin and you don't play it off.
Yeah.
And you never act again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. He fucked up.
Don't want to do that.
I don't know, man. That's why I'm not in any movies, you know?
That's why I say no to all those movies.
Yeah, that's why I'm not in any movies. I'm just I'm not going to be in any movie.
I don't support gun violence.
Yeah,
so.
I can't just be in a movie or else I'm
going to
shoot
out.
Somebody. That's why I'm not here. Do you know what I've been getting all the time?
What?
Ever since I started doing a podcast with you, this is obviously your dad, but ever since I started doing a podcast with you, my TikTok feed has been changing to just people named Reynolds.
Really?
Yep. You're adapting my feed.
Weird.
Have you been getting any other Yasquises on your feed?
No.
Yeah, I fucking doubt
That's so fucked up.
Wait, do you know a Natalie Reynolds?
No. That's These crazy. Are not my family members.
Do you know Katie Reynolds?
No.
That's, I've been jotting this down because I've been scrolling through my feed and I've been getting way more Reynolds
Oh
now.
My God.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's so fucking crazy.
I'm just like scrolling through my TikTok feed and like these girls in high school are just like in science class doing a little dance.
They don't even pretend that they're not watching us.
Yeah, it's actually insane.
They're not even like being so light-handed.
How weird is that? I was like... there's just so much Reynolds in my life now.
I texted my friend T. Shout out T.
Shout out T.
I texted her asking her for a MailChimp password and literally open Instagram and MailChimp sponsored ad.
Really? What do you need MailChimp for?
Helping out with Ryan.
Okay. So just like it's like an email blast type thing? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's my comedy mentor for listeners at home.
Shout out Ryan.
Shout out Ryan. He probably will never listen to this, but love you, Princess.
He listens to every episode. What are you talking about? Yeah.
You know I call him Princess?
Do you? Oh, yeah. He probably loves that.
Yeah. Oh, he loves... No. Yeah. That's our cute little thing. It's kind of like Hacks, guys, except he's a man. Mm-hmm. And so
I've never seen that show.
Oh, you would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been watching Miss Maisel, though.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, that's a classic.
Yeah.
And for the Borscht Belt, we were just there.
Yep.
So you're dabbling back in there. Mm-hmm. Probably feels real to us now.
Yeah. I mean... I was scrolling through TikTok and it one Reynolds was like, okay, fine. And then like two Reynolds, I was like, that's fucking
that's
weird.
That's far too many Reynolds.
And then I know like Maggie is your sister and then Jim is, I'm assuming, your dad.
Yeah.
Who just liked our story. So
and
shout
then Faith
out Jim.
Reynolds, you may see.
Faith maybe sometimes. But like I've been seeing other Reynolds and that's why I've been like, oh yeah.
That's far too many Reynolds.
Well, a lot of Reynolds in my life right now.
That's what my high school teachers used to say.
Yeah, too many
Not
Reynolds.
Another one. Yeah, I was a problem in school.
Yeah.
I got good grades, but I was always a wise ass, you know? Were you?
Yes and no. I mean, there's obviously, I went to school where there were definitely shittier people than me.
Oh, that's good.
But, like, I talked a lot. Obviously, I like talking.
Yeah.
But I'd somehow make, like, a wise ass remark that had to do with what we were talking about, so the teachers didn't hate it. You know, I'd make, like, a funny comment, and I would be interrupting the class, but it would be, like, on topic.
Okay, topical jokes
are
like always
topical,
in.
So I think that's why they didn't mind it so much.
So you got points for paying attention.
Yeah, I actually, to my little own horn here. I actually just remember this. It completely left my mind for years. I took a summer class in Nassau, and, you know, have you ever taken, you're Stony Brook.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I took a summer math class in Nassau. And
it's a community college for those out of state listeners.
Community college, and I just wanted to get some summer cred, and I went there, and you know my class was just a bunch of goons, and I was just like there, just trying to get a couple credits, and the class was easy as fuck. And I remember I was like taking a test, and I think I like wrote something funny, or I just like I think I didn't need to do that well on this test. So I was just fucking around, and the teacher, like, thought it was hilarious, so she gave everybody an A. How crazy is that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's like, this kid made a funny-ass test.
Look
giving everybody
you.
An A.
Just
yeah.
So altruistic.
How insane is that?
You really just put your team on your back,
mm-hmm.
and just, does your back hurt?
Yeah, I mean, it still does.
Yeah.
I fucking hurt my back every month. I feel so goddamn old. I feel so goddamn old. It's so bad.
You know, I was actually thinking today, I was thinking, Corey's young for his age, in a good way.
I'm young for my age?
You have a youthful glow.
I like that, but at the same time, you know.
Whereas I feel like I'm 45.
You could either be 6 or 45.
Yes.
I was actually thinking that today. I'm like, you talk like you're 45, but you sound like you're 6.
Right.
Yeah.
It's such a weird combo.
Like you say dear and hun.
I've always been geriatric.
Yeah.
Because we spent a lot of time with my grandma. She like really, because my mom worked and stuff, she would like raise us. And she smoked as well. So I wonder if that's why I sound like a smoker at times, and also why I talk like I'm geriatric, like an elderly woman.
You have like a Jennifer Coolidge vibe.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty solid.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thank you.
Do you have any other impressions?
I have a little French Montana moment.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Legends of the Streets on Thursday.
That's fucking hilarious.
One of the few Caucasians there.
Whose idea?
One of our friends, he got box seats from his work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, why wouldn't we go?
Of course.
Was Fat Joe. There was French Montana. There was, who else was there? T.I.
Wow.
So that was actually pretty surreal.
Famous stand-up comic T.I.
Famous stand-up comedian T.I.
Did you know that?
You could have whatever you like.
Did you know that he like did his little stand-up thing?
Which I fucking hate.
Everybody hated it.
Tom Brady, don't.
Yeah.
T.I., don't.
Tom Brady's not going to do it.
Elon Musk, don't.
He's not going to do it. You think Elon Musk?
He did. And they
Elon Musk did stand-up?
Yes, they booed him off stage.
No way.
Yes,
wait,
I swear to God, it was a few months ago. Maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, somebody brought him on stage, right?
Chappelle.
Chappelle brought him. That's fucking funny.
Yeah. And everyone booed. And it's like, dude, stay in your fucking lane.
It's so funny how people just like, they just think, like, okay, I could do stand-up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, if I excelled at this, I can do that. And it's like, you could, but no one fucking wants you to.
Yeah. It's fucking, we just make it look so easy. That's, you know?
Right.
We're just that good.
Unless you're selling, like, a product that, like, makes sense. Like, Rihanna selling makeup. Beautiful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well done.
100%. Yeah.
Right. Kim selling Skims, of course. But if you're going to come out here and try to do another sort of performance art.
You can't. You can't do it. I mean, you can.
Unless you're Childish Gambino.
Imagine if, like, you know, you're just going to an open mic and you just see Elon Musk working it. I would respect that.
Right?
But he obviously would never. But who would ever put themselves through that?
Right. Why would you do that?
The thing is, if you're already, if you're a famous person for doing something else, you can't just like, I mean, you can just hop into stand up. You just might not be good. I mean, Ari Gold. I've been on shows with him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy. Loved him before I saw him do stand up. One of my favorite characters ever, obviously.
I can't say what he did when I met him because we would get a defamation suit.
Oh yeah.
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 But the Google, whatever you Google.
Yeah. True.
It's pretty much fair.
Okay.
Fair game.
He did his Lloyd. That's all I remember. I followed. Yeah. I think I followed him. I had to follow his Lloyd.
That's pretty good.
Crushed.
We crushed. But at Legends of the Streets, I'll give you my French Montana impression. Huh?
That was okay.
That was pretty.
Way better.
I got it right at the concert. That's how I lost my voice. I was just like.
That's funny. I like that.
It was good. Yeah. We had fun. We had a blast.
Are you big into rap music?
I really do like rap.
Yeah?
But I get shy about it because I don't want to be sort of the pick me white girl who's like, I'm different because they listen to hip hop. Mm-hmm. I'm not like the other whites. And it's like, you know, everyone of our generation can respect, I think, some really good fucking rap, R&B, hip hop.
We grew up, I mean, I don't know if we had this conversation, but I feel like we grew up in an era where I personally think is when rap became pop. I think, you know, obviously rap existed before, obviously, but I think once people are going to say like no NWA and blah, 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 but I think 50 Cent really took it to the you know.
Yeah, I think 50 Cent and also then you
once
started
you,
to
once
see
you heard
like
in the club, that was it. And then
it's going down.
Fifth grade, I knew every single lyric to Disco Inferno. Yeah.
I knew every single word to Grills.
Grills?
Yeah. As like a fourth grader.
Yeah.
It's and that's weird coming out of a fourth grade girl's mouth.
Yeah, my parents are like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, it's 50 Cent, Mom.
Right.
What the fuck you
so
want
get
me?
On board.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember trying to like, I used to buy like music on iTunes, but my parents would have to like look at it to approve it.
Oh, really?
Because they were like a little strict. Of course. So like I wanted to buy My Humps and they were...
No humps for you.
No humps.
No humps for you.
There was no humping allowed.
Yeah. It's a hump-free house.
Kitty, stop. No.
Get away from the pillow, Kitty.
I was like, what about the clean version? And it's like, that's still fucked up. But like, you know, like WAP is like, you know, got so much flack. And it's like, no, WAP, you know, My Humps walked so WAP could run.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I was thinking kind of earlier today when you sent me the link for the Robin Thicke and how it was, you know, being described as like a rapey song, which I'm not saying it's not. But at the same time, I'd be lying to you if I didn't have 12 other Rapier songs on my playlist right now, like that are like hardcore rap songs. So
Tyler,
like,
and I just had that conversation. We were like, I think I've heard so many worse songs in rap, but Blurred Lines was the most like outrageously pop song, like very mainstream, very popular, that was so overtly gray area.
Yeah.
Or like kind of promoting the gray area,
and
if you will.
I think what happened when I was listening to what you sent me was just that people just didn't want to like Robin Thicke. He didn't even write the song.
Right, Pharrell wrote
the song.
He didn't
even write the song.
But he's such a Nepo baby, and it was so easy to just be like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Which I'm not saying he's cool, but.
I mean, I don't really know all the dirt on him. The only thing I remember from Blurred Lines was Emily Rada being naked.
Oh, yeah, that was her in
it. Yeah, it was her.
That was her big break.
It was Gibby. She dated Gibby, and then she jumped up to Robin Thicke.
Yeah, and then Miley with the grinding at the VMAs.
Yep, Miley with the grinding at the VMAs.
Which, lest we forget, that was really her big moment.
That was huge. I remember I was in, like, this fucking English class in college, and that was, like, the first thing, like, that was the first thing. One of our first classes was watching Miley at the VMAs. I don't know the significance of it. I forgot. It was like some like English, like, you know, philosophical bullshit type thing. But I just remember that. I was like, fucking.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
That was like the Party in the USA era, right?
No, that was way before. Party in USA.
Oh, you're right.
Was
that
before.
Was when we were in high school.
Yeah, Party in USA was definitely. That was when Miley started like. Our senior year is when Miley started getting into like the rap type of she had like a song about shoes. I forgot what it was. What the hell was it? I'm finding it right now. I have
look
to
it
find
up.
It.
Either way, Miley, we're here for you in every single season of your career. We've always supported you. We loved your journey, and honestly, I love where she's at now, where she really has. I feel like we watch a lot of performers go through this where they're like catering to their audience, or they're trying to find what other people like, or they're trying not to be something that people hate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reach a point where they don't give a fuck anymore. And that's where she's at now, where she's like, no, I'm a fucking rock star. I don't care if I was ever on Disney Channel. And like John Mulaney's like, I don't give a fuck if I'm not saying hacky jokes. This is my real life.
Yeah.
A beautiful journey. Okay. Oh. Yeah, she.
Emma's James, what my shades on?
I forgot about
that. I think
it's
like her. This was like.
Put some shades on.
J's on my feet.
Wow, she's really gone through so many.
I feel like that was her first song where she was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Start fingering herself on stage and shit.
Yes, the big foam finger.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one too.
Was that the foam finger?
It was the foam finger. No, the foam finger was.
Or was it like a peace sign?
Put her hair in like the little.
The little munchkin buns.
Little buns.
That was a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
The little munchkin buns. Mm-hmm. Glad that's over. Not with her, just in general.
Yeah, I don't really know. Flowers is a banger. That's all I know. Their song right now, Flowers, is a banger.
Flowers is a banger, and good riddance to whatchamacallit, her ex-husband.
I don't even know.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Hemsworth, yeah.
Good luck getting past this, because now everyone hates you, because Flowers is such a fucking banger.
Yeah. Is that about, it's so much of a banger that I don't even care.
It's such
about the lyrics.
Right, and then the video she shot at the house that they used to live in together, and she literally, the dance moves are, and this is like fan theory, this isn't proven, but apparently the choreography is mocking his workouts that he used to do.
Oh, really?
In the same exact spots.
Damn. That's tough, man. That's why I never dated Miley Cyrus.
Right. Again.
Yeah. I was thinking about it, and then I was like, fuck, she's totally going to rip on my... Like, if she saw me working out, I'd be like, fuck.
Right.
I can't.
You don't want to put yourself
up
to that.
We can't break out. Yeah, we
right.
can't break out.
You can't
out.
Be with her.
Yeah.
You know? It's just...
It's proactive thinking.
Right.
Is
You're
what it is.
You're protecting yourself. Okay, I want to hear about your weekend / updates, because we haven't done this in a moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough move. I'm in Queens now. You asked me my address. I told you it was 2829 No Bitches Avenue.
No Miley Cyrus Avenue,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, no hoes here. Pretty much.
There's going to be hoes who come out here.
No. If anything, I got to go away.
Away games.
Yeah. What's your take? You've been married for 6 years, so.
I've been married for 6 years, but
Would you rather be home game or away game?
Always away game.
Away game?
Always away game, because I'm an early riser.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day when I was single, I would be out at the crack of dawn. I'm like, I don't want to deal. I don't want to chat.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, I'm out of there.
I don't know what it is. Does it make me more of a chick? I don't think I hate away games, but I think the spontaneity is what excites me, you know?
Yeah, you don't
spontaneity
know
is what excites me.
You're
know?
Not like controlling the experience.
And I do like being able to just get up and go. Like, you know, sometimes when they come over, obviously not here because there's no Bitches Avenue, but like at other places when they would come over, it'd get so comfy. I'm like, oh, I love you so much, babe. But like, we got to pack this shit up. We got to pack this shit up.
Because some people want to roll into breakfast.
It's already 10 a.m.
And those people find each other.
It's already 7:30 a.m.
Those people find each other.
Yeah, breakfast. I think I'm just a dick. I'm not anti-breakfast.
No, that's me. I wasn't a dick. It's not for lack of like liking that person. It's just like we just met.
Also, it's just like I also like, you know, I need to like get my shit together, you know?
Yeah. You need to like go to the bathroom, you know, brush your teeth, freshen up, and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Friday night after a show, my friend met up with me at the Monkeys, and then we went to have you ever been to Palace?
No.
You're too white for Palace.
Okay.
Way too white for Palace. Fucking rips.
But you're too white for Palace. I was
wifed,
at Legends.
Wifed. Oh. Wifed. Wifed.
I was like, I was at Legends of the Streets.
Oh, you're way more white than me.
No, you're whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty white.
So it's actually funny. So I went out. It's like nearing the end of the night, and then I kind of just bump into this girl, and she starts talking to me. And she was like telling me how she was like talking to this dude before, but she was like, oh my God, this fucking guy. One, he's not Jewish. I only date Jews. Are you Jewish? I was like, yeah. I was like, she's like, cool. She also, this guy was from Brooklyn. I'm like, how are you not in Manhattan? She's like, where do you live? I was like, oh, about that. I actually just moved to Long Island City.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh my God, no. Why? I'm like, it just happened to be that way. There was nothing there. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, why don't you just live in Manhattan? I don't get it. Just like be here in Manhattan. You know? So that was already my first 2 days or like 3 days living in Queens. I knew it was going to be immediately. I didn't think you thought that was going to happen, but I knew for a fact that was going to happen.
You knew. But here's my take is even if it does happen, that filters out the people you don't want to be with.
Yeah.
You don't want someone who's so fucking out of touch that they think everyone can live in Manhattan.
Fast forward, went to hers instead. You're about to take that back, that pound back. I mean, honestly, it was. So I'm at hers. It's a tough story to tell, honestly. I'm at hers, and, you know, I think she's like, she told me she was this Barry's Boot Camp instructor. Where
hot.
She's a West Village studio, huge. Starts blasting music, making out. Everything's going well. She's like, I'm not banging you tonight. I'm like, that's what they all say. But no.
Okay, that's good.
But like, whatever. So like, we're still making out. And then she's just like, okay, let's just like go to bed and like, you know, go to sleep. I was like, okay. And I remember I got up to like either like do something. And then I made the suddest move, like the slightest movement. And then.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
First time I've ever done that. And that was the exact tone of it. It wasn't louder. It wasn't quieter. It was that. She was like, did you just fart? I was like, no. She was like, yeah, you did. I was like, yeah, I did. She was like, I think you should go. I was like, it's time to leave. She's like, yeah.
And then I left.
Yep, she kicked me out. Didn't answer my text.
That is the smallest defense.
Yeah, right? I've never done that ever also. Like, I'm like the type of person to like hold it in for 3 more weeks after leaving the apartment. And I don't know, also like to clarify, I wasn't like, okay, I think I could let the, I think this
it was an
slide
accident.
Now. Yeah, like, I was like mid-bender And then out of nowhere, I just moved, and then I was like,
that sucks.
I wish it didn't even smell, too.
Wow. It was just the audio.
Yeah, it was just the audio of it. And that was also right after she fucking, the music was so loud, and then it was completely quiet. And
so
then
you would have gotten away with it 5 minutes before.
Yeah, even if it was on her bed, she wouldn't have known. Crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, didn't get text back from her.
Again, we're filtering.
Yeah.
This is clearly why she's single. She has like.
True.
Very. I think that people in our day and age, because we promote only our perfect parts on social media, that we're really not giving each other a chance to be human,
mm-hmm.
not to get serious. But like, I think a lot of people have this like very high standard for a partner. And it's like, no, we're all fucking human. You find the person that you love enough that you don't care about the little stuff.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's like, no, they have to come perfectly wrapped and packaged. And it's like, no, we're all fucking human. We all mess up. Don't fucking.
To be fair though, if a girl farted, and I don't know, that's true. She'd have to be hot, she'd
right?
Be real hot.
I would
but
still
also
be maybe
it didn't
icked
smell. It didn't smell.
If I didn't know the person.
Yeah.
I
mean, I was like, in the moment, I was like, yeah, I deserve everything. I was about to not even Uber home. I was about to just walk.
Just punish yourself.
From West Village to Queens at fucking 4:30 in the morning.
Catch you over the bridge. Just
yeah.
Just sad Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that, though, because then you wouldn't have a podcast.
That's true.
Yeah. Unlike Alex. Scumbag.
Alex, hope you're doing well.
Yeah. So.
And shout out Josh Haberman for getting engaged.
Oh, yeah. Josh Haberman. Congrats, Maddie, Mrs. And Mrs. Keep. Congrats so much on getting engaged.
Call him Keep.
Yeah.
Mazel, mazel, mazel.
They call him Keep. I call him Keep. We call him Keep.
Yeah. Everyone calls him Keep.
You know he was my next door neighbor for my
really?
Entire life? Yep. Next door neighbor.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I just knew you were connected. That we were both connected.
Yeah, we're connected and we're here. Have you ever done Korean barbecue or Japanese barbecue?
Only Korean barbecue.
Okay.
I'd like to dabble in Japanese barbecue.
So I did Korean barbecue the other week. And I was kind of excited for it. It was like our farewell dinner. Me and my other roommate and girlfriend and other friend. And it was good. We show up. It was like one of those things where it's like all you can eat, but like you have a time limit. And then it was very intense. It was like the most intense thing.
2 hour time limit?
Yeah. It was like a 90-minute time limit.
That's
you
tight.
Could order as much as you want. And if there are any leftovers, they charge you for it because like they don't want people to like taking stuff back. So I was like, holy fucking shit! I didn't know what to do. It was my first time doing this.
I would have panicked.
I was panicking. It was the most stressful thing that I've ever done. And also like we order the thing. I start the timer because I'm like, I don't. They're like, I can't believe you're timing this shit right now. And they bring out the food.
And you can't get lost in the sauce because then.
Oh, yeah,
an hour and 20 goes by, and you're like,
Yeah, I was stressing the fuck out.
Wow.
They bring out the food, and I notice it's not cooked.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't.
This was your first rodeo?
Yeah, I was just like, excuse me, this isn't cooked. They're like, you cook it. I was like, I don't think you know why I'm here. I'm here because I didn't want to cook. I went out because I didn't want to cook.
I didn't want to cook.
I wanted someone to professionally cook something for me.
Yeah.
And then I pay them. But I'm paying to cook my own food.
That must have been a really rude awakening for you.
I mean, I was sweating. There's five of us and this grill is tiny.
Yeah.
And we couldn't fit. I was like, oh my God, the time is going to run out. And like I felt like I didn't have enough time to cook all my food.
Yeah. And there was. How many of you? Just the three
five.
Of you?
No, it's five
of
us.
Oh, yeah. So you're really, you're having to.
It's, the most stressful thing in my entire life, probably.
That's really, was this in Koreatown?
No.
Okay.
It was near my old apartment.
Okay.
And I know, Pete, you were going to ask, oh, how was the food? It was great. Compliments the chef, me. I fucking crushed it.
Kiss the cook.
Yeah. I was freaking out, though.
I mean, I'm just shocked that no one told you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I knew, but, like, I didn't, you know.
But you didn't really know how deep it was.
Yeah.
That you really have to fucking do it.
No, because, like, I've been to places where, like, they kind of, they come in and do it in front of you, and then they'll, like, leave, and then they'll flip it. But, like, we had to do everything, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, I don't know how long to put it on for. I'm like, how the fuck, you know?
It's a lot of thought to go into what should be a fun thing.
Yeah.
But if you're just with, like, two people, not that stressful. I think having a big group can be stress.
Yeah. It gets stress. I think that's if I were to go again, which, you know, I'm definitely down, we would be less people for sure. Because I was hovering over people. I was like, get the fuck out of my way. Get out of my way.
You can't go to one of these, like, all-you-can-eat style with, like, the charge after. That's also stress.
Yeah, I was
freaking
out,
too.
Where
you're like, I want this to map out.
Yeah.
Like, if
I had the timer. I was like, we can't order anything else.
If we have too much bulgogi, I can't pay rent, my dog. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
That's how I would be. I'd be, like, tapping everyone. Like, hey, are you done?
Yeah.
I'm too nervous.
Scumbag over here, my roommate, was taking up all the room on the fucking. He took up half the grill. I was like, move.
Move, bitch.
You ever see the videos, like the scared straight videos?
Yeah.
And where that, you know, that gif where they start screaming. He's like, go, get up. And he's like freaking out. Yeah. That's how I was the entire time.
Just like sweating.
Yeah, I was actually sweating. Yeah.
There's actually, this isn't funny at all, but there's this really great Korean place in D.C. called, I think it's Goji Yogi. I don't know. It's on 8th Street. If you live in D.C., which I don't know if any of you do, but it's fantastic. Tyler and I had a lovely evening there. The service was off the charts, which also, service is a huge part of the experience, and you're your own fucking server as well
a little bit. I'm doing everything.
So you're supposed to go in there, have a nice time, smile at a stranger, exchange pleasantries, and now you're in a position where you're the cook, you're the server, and you're also worried about the timing.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I put my AirPods in. I was listening to, like, Gordon Ramsay scream at me.
Yeah.
He was like, move it.
Yeah, just like John Tapper.
What are you?
Rescue.
I'm an idiot sandwich.
Wait, are you a good cook?
That depends. Like, no, but not. I could be. Okay. I mean, I have my Ninja Foodie Smart Grill, so everything cooks for me.
Wait, is that it?
No, that's not it.
Oh, I was going to say, that's really small.
No. It's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it rips.
Yeah, Corey, this is his girlfriend, the Ninja Foodie.
Ninja Foodie Smart Grill. I mean, I tell everybody to get it because it cooks your food fucking perfectly. Comes with a thermometer. There's settings for each different types of meat. If I cook chicken, I just marinate and season it, and then I put the chicken setting on and plug the fucking USB into my chicken, and then I plug I plug the aux cord into my chicken, and then...
Watch
it tells
that
me
shit dance.
It tells me exactly when to flip it, and then it tells me exactly when to take it out, and it tells me exactly how long to wait it, and it's always perfect.
That's nice. It's
always perfect. Does the same thing steak, but, like, you know, I understand why you wouldn't want to use steak, because, like, you might want to use, like, a charcoal grill or whatever. But fish has the same thing. And it's an air fryer, too.
Yeah. I have an air fryer.
It's a grill, air fryer, 6-in-1 shebang.
I'm nervous. I have an air fryer. I'm nervous that it's, like, harmful with the chemicals. I'm a little bit nervous about what's going to come out about the air fryer, even though I use it every fucking day all the time.
But I
chemicals? Just feel like there's probably toxins because it's, like, a plastic thing that's heating up really hot. It's, like...
Plastic?
Yeah, like, it's kind of plastic on the... Like, the actual structure of it is,
like the
plastic.
Outside?
Yeah. It's not, like, a big metal thing, you know?
Yeah.
And the inside has, like, metal, but it's, like, you know... Do we trust this?
Trust it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very
with
sus.
With my fucking life, I trust that.
I'm very sus of everything. I don't know if I'm like a little bit, I'm not a tinfoil hatter, but I'm very, like, scared of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a little bit anti-birth control, which is a little crazy.
I think a lot of girls are a little bit anti-birth control.
No, everyone's, like, really on board because it sounds Republican if you're, like, a little bit anti. But I just don't, I've had a whole fucking whirlwind. With my uterus.
I feel like it's a known thing that it's, like, probably not good for you.
It's not good.
It's good for me.
Synthetic hormones. Heyo, bada bang. Unless
go.
You pass gas.
Yeah.
And that's the real birth control is being a fucking loser.
Thank you.
I had a joke that was like, you know, they're developing male birth control, but we don't need it because we already have the Android.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad. It was getting laughs, but it's like, then you're making fun of Android users, and they're really a good group of people.
Yeah, it's like half your crowd, too. Yeah. I was an Android user for a little bit.
What years?
It was... I was a sophomore in college.
Wow, that's a little bit... That's
it was like...
That's, you probably got away with it. What was that, 2014?
Like, yes, but no. I had the Samsung Galaxy 4.
Okay.
I think around like the 9 or 10 now.
All right, that's fine.
And I mean, like, I was a big fan. The only reason why I switched back to iPhone was because of Snapchat.
Interesting.
The only reason. I liked everything else about the Galaxy at the time. Like, the thing is, like, there's so many, everything that Apple does, they just take from the Galaxy, but like, the thing is, like, Apple's so culty.
They're so culty.
Yeah, they're like, if you're like chilling, you can't like be friends with someone else that has an Android. Like,
my
dad
has a WhatsApp to maintain the relationship.
My dad still has an Android, and like we have a family chat. You can't even send a fucking send a goddamn fucking video. It comes out ridiculous.
The group chat vibes with Androids are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything new. We all know this. But, I mean, then you're on WhatsApp like you're having fucking Latin American phone sex. Like, what are you? You're on fucking Viber.
Yeah.
You know, I actually, my high school boyfriend, I caught him cheating with a woman in Ireland on Viber.
Well, I don't even know what Viber is.
Yeah, it's like a WhatsApp.
Like, was it like virtual cheating or like he would go to Ireland?
He was a big virtual cheater.
Ah.
And it was more, I was so much more upset that he was on a weird fucking app than I was that he was emotionally cheating on me.
Because you thought he was a clean dude.
Right, I thought he was
like
normal.
Now he's like some sketchy third-party app.
Right.
I get that.
I thought he was a normal guy.
Yeah, if he was like Instagram DMing people, he'd be like, okay, at least he's cheating on me in a cool way.
He was a nightmare. I dated a few nightmares, and sorry if you don't want to talk about this, cut me off, but... He was a fucking trip. I one time, and this is why I'm like a little fucked up in the head. I one day wore a shirt to school that was a button down. And I always dressed pretty classy going to high school, right? I had my little outfits. I never wore the same thing twice. I was very type A.
Ever?
Yeah. Well, I would wear the same articles of clothing, but I would never wear the same outfit twice.
For every single school day?
Yeah. So different than me now, which is the same fucking thing every single fucking day. But, so, I had these buttons, and he's not talking to me all day, being an asshole. And he's just like, and by the end of the school day, I'm like, what is up? Like, what is going on? And he's like, looks down at my chest and looks back up. And he's like, you couldn't have buttoned it one more button?
Oh, really?
This is why I'm fucked in the head.
Showing your titties.
Other guys like that, too. Like, there was a worse boyfriend before him that the first time I gave a blowjob, I was telling this to TJ Miller last night.
Settle flex.
We're talking about fellatio.
Yeah.
And the first time I gave a blowjob, the guy started taking photos of me.
Really?
Yeah, trauma.
Yeah, it's trauma. That's the first time ever?
The first time ever.
Yeah.
I'm like 14 or 15.
Oh, shit.
And he also had a horse cock. So I'm already traumatized. Wow. And then I get the flash in my eyes. I'm like Dory or like, you know, in Finding Nemo when everything goes a blur. I'm just like, what did you just do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it was, a series of unfortunate events like that. He once took my shirt and flashed everyone at a party.
That's fucked up.
Fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Fucked up.
Doesn't seem like a good boyfriend thing to do.
Awful. And he also was on trial for like molesting his cousin. Weird fucking dude.
You really know how to pick him, Kit.
I know, but now my
Tyler's great.
Tyler's fantastic.
Tyler's great. Tyler's so good.
I somehow figured it out.
Tyler's great.
But it took a string of fuckheads.
Yeah, you were dating cousin fuckers before.
Yeah, cousin fuckers. And then I dated my boss.
Oh, yeah.
Which you're not supposed to do.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to do that. But whatever, learned a lot. I learned a lot about being 40. Because he was like 40.
Yeah.
And so I learned how to like be an adult by watching his life.
There's a huge age difference there.
Yeah. And he was like a huge drinker, and like he kept, he had a good job, but he, sorry, I'm talking too much about
no,
this.
No, no, no.
But he was super rich, so he just like got away with it and was just like this like very dark,
rich,
tortured soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I learned, you know, about money and stuff, and like there were some good takeaways.
Well, you said before that you're not supposed to date your boss. I don't think that's true. I think your boss, I think as a boss, you're not supposed to date your inferior.
You know, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think he knew exactly what he was
doing. 'Cause fuck
your
way to the top, baby. Let's go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Even though I had no, I really hated that job and I was never going to stay there because I knew I couldn't be at a real job. I knew I had to do something comedic.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't perform for 8 hours a day being a fake person.
Yeah, I still can't.
It's so hard.
It's tough.
It's so hard.
Does your job know?
Yeah, they know, but I don't think they see my content.
Good.
But there are moments when, like, I get away with saying things that normal people don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, she's funny. But, like, sometimes a bit too candid.
Yeah, I'm a full 180.
You really, you
I don't say a goddamn word.
Full mask.
I don't say a goddamn word.
Is it exhausting?
It's actually, yeah, because I have to just be dull, not say anything.
Yeah. Circle back.
Yeah, well, I'm not even like that. I just like legitimately don't talk to anybody.
You just stick to yourself.
I just do my own thing. I mean, the thing is all my coworkers are in D.C.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go into the office, do my thing, talk to the people I need to talk to get my things done. I'm not doing anything else.
I should be like that. Like, I should really just be nose to the grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't shut the fuck up.
Well, it's good because it seems like you're kind of always yourself, but not really.
I think there was a point where I stopped being myself, and then I came back, and I was like, I hate this.
I think I'd be way less dull of a person if I didn't do the 9 to 5. I mean, everybody else would say the same about themselves, but
yeah.
Like the fact that I have to go from like to like,
yeah,
it's tough.
It is weird to wear the different hats.
Mm-hmm.
I also think everyone in college, like, I mean, that's a classist thing to say, but when people, before they enter, like, let's say their big career job, their like big adult job, if that ever happens, like, then there's this moment where you either decide you're going full bore and you become the person who starts posting on LinkedIn.
So many people I know go full bore. They just like, I'm this age now. I have to, I can't do this anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
People I used to think were cool.
Yeah.
Posting on LinkedIn like they care about the company.
Shut up.
Like, oh, I'm so excited to be in this new role. You don't talk like that. You get blackout.
You should just like post pictures of them being blackout under the LinkedIn post.
Make it like 2012 Facebook.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If people were open, like LinkedIn is where people have their fake personality.
I'm not on LinkedIn too much. Maybe I should be on it more, but.
You don't have to. I'm just on it for my job, so I see it every day.
You got to be on it, right?
Yeah. I do LinkedIn comments for a living. And boy, am I good at it.
So you're the person that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm mocking the people. I'm not actually. It's just
are
like
you
a
posting
very
as
deep
you or posting as the company?
As the company.
Oh, okay. Different.
So it's a very deep joke for me. It's very deep comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very like full on.
Yeah.
It's meta.
It's so meta. I'm just like every time I comment, I like laugh at it.
Yeah.
But that's how you have to create space from it, because then you start actually talking like that and thinking like that. And you're like, oh, we have to optimize and scale. Like, and you're like, no, you fucking don't. Sorry.
No, I went on
a diatribe.
It's okay. Well, that's where we're here. We're here to go on diatribes.
Yeah, we are.
What else you got, Kit?
Okay, so weed update.
Oh, yeah, you're fully done.
I've been off the devil's lettuce.
I had
April 19th.
How's it been for you?
It's been good. Way easier than expected.
I feel like once you get through the whatevers. Does your boyfriend smoke? Did
no.
he before?
No.
Oh,
so I was fine.
Yeah, you never had a.
Right. I never had a bad influence. I was always on a little island of my own.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. And so it's been almost a month.
Wow.
And,
oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm dreaming again.
Dream. I dream still though. I dream.
Oh really? Yeah, I dream. Stopped dreaming.
What did I dream about today? I forgot. But I did have a dream.
That's good. I think I was smoking so much that I stopped having all like electrical activity.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I've been adding a later coffee. I mean, like before the pandemic, when I would go into the office like way more often, I would get in at least two coffees. And you know, the pandemic kind of just like, okay, I'm not in the office, so like I only just need one in the morning, and then like I'll be fine. But like now, I'm starting to add another afternoon coffee just for me to get back into the comedy. Hopefully, give me some wake up a little bit. So maybe that's why I'm dreaming.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's, you know, treat yourself to a little 3 p.m. coffee.
Yeah,
treat yourself.
Yeah,
there's no harm in it.
I don't know. I had a good week run.
Yeah,
I had a good week run. It was good. I felt good. I mean, that's why I had the. The KBBQ story. So I was like, that story that I just told you, think of that of me being like 7 days off the weed. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
okay.
I was like,
very engaged.
And I was very like before I was bah, bah, bah. I was like snappy. I get feisty.
Yeah.
I get feisty, but like feisty in a comedic way. Like I get feisty. Like I'll be a little dick, but like, kind of funny, but
make
like
it fun.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I'll be a dick, but like everybody knows I'm kind of joking, but like, yeah, I'm still kind of a dick, you know.
Same.
So it was like that, but then did a whole week, and then I went to my friend's apartment. Nothing was happening. We were supposed to pregame and then go out, but then we ended up just like keeping on pregaming, and then this girl went up to smoke his weed, and she knows that like, I smoke. She's like, oh, you don't smoke? I'm like, no, I stopped. She's like, oh, I just smoke. I'm like, I'm good, fine, it's fine, I'm done. She's like, okay. So then she starts smoking, and then like nothing's happening at all. I'm like, I go for one. So I go upstairs, and he's like, yo,
cross-faded.
Yeah, he's like, just go up, like, you know, fill up a cone or whatever. I'm like, okay. I do that. I go outside, about to light it, and then a raindrop burns off the, it stops it. How crazy is that? A raindrop stopped me.
That's so poetic.
Right? And I went downstairs. I'm like, I can't do it. A raindrop literally just like, you know, wet out. It turned off the weed. I was like, I can't do it.
Oh my God. Do you think that was like someone
And then
was
20
watching?
Minutes later, I did it. I told everybody there. I was like, God is like, you know, obviously,
God
like
is watching.
God is like, he can't, don't smoke, Corey. Like, here's a little tip. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm legitimately a prophet. It's like Abraham, Moses, Corey.
And then 20 minutes later, you're like, well, Jesus loves me enough.
Yeah, I'm like, John. Jesus, not my boy. Remember?
Oh yeah, you guys aren't into Jesus. No, but Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, he was.
But then you guys just don't believe he woke up from the cave.
Yeah, we don't believe that he was. We believe that a Messiah is coming, but we don't believe it was him.
Okay, gotcha.
I think, yeah.
I mean,
that's
really
what we believe.
I really didn't pay attention in religion class to the point where, like, I don't even have a working knowledge of the Bible.
Yeah. I always thought that, like, Jesus, he died as a Jew, and then afterwards, other people are like, nah, Judaism isn't a thing anymore. It's just, you know, Christianity now. Like, I didn't. I always thought that he just died, and then his boys were like, new religion, what up?
Oh, like they were like,
yeah,
like they were like an entourage that like went on without him.
Yeah, I didn't think that he started the new religion. I thought his boys were like, yo.
I mean, look, I don't even understand it enough to get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's how little I paid attention. I once almost set the church on fire.
Did you? How?
Me and my friend Kylie, shout out Kylie. She's a very successful lawyer now.
Of course.
But we were both
not until we fucking New York or
in DC.
DC.
And she's one of my oldest friends, and we were, you know, we were at religion class, and the candle was like just calling our name. Obviously.
Of course. As candles do.
Right. We're fucking in seventh grade or some shit. And we're like, let's see how quickly this napkin lights up. turns out very fucking quickly. So we like put it in and then we throw it and the carpet starts going on fire. And then we're like stomping it out and the teacher comes back in. So I'm exaggerating by saying we almost set the church aflame, but we could have.
You set the church more aflame than other people.
Right.
It was probably the closest the church has ever been set to flame. Right.
And then we would always, the teacher would ask us to do like a prayer for like a group of people. We'd like put this piece of paper in a jar and you'd pray for like, you know, maybe your cousin who's sick or poor people, etc. And then we would always just do, we pray for people with assless chaps. It's like every week she would just be like, oh my God, not the fucking chaps again.
That's
good
funny.
Times.
In Hebrew school, it's pretty culty, but at the end of every Hebrew school class, the entire school would get together and sing the Israel national anthem.
Ooh.
And so like it would be like pretty intense time. And I was in fifth grade and I remember my phone just started ringing. And my ringtone at the time was Ride and Dirty by Chamillionaire.
So topical for us.
Yeah. So everyone's like singing the Hebrew national anthem and then like my fifth grade phone starts going off. They see me rolling, the hating.
You have a yarmulke on?
Yeah. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
That's amazing. I love that so much. Oh my God. Good fucking times.
Yeah.
Good fucking times.
I was looking around, I was like, what the fuck is calling me? Shut up, Grandma.
I had a thought based on that, but I forgot it. I don't even know. Look, we got a lot to talk about. But the people said they want to hear more about my unemployment days.
Did they say that? Okay.
In the poll.
Let's go. Let's
Granted, it was a leading question.
I mean, I have a couple of those, too.
And
this will be this. We'll
oh
wrap
wait.
Up on this.
Unless should we wrap on this or should we talk about news at all? We don't even have anything from the news, really.
Yeah, we could talk about news next week. It's not topical news. It's
yeah.
fine. Yeah.
Maybe there'll be better stuff to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, or we don't even talk about anything else anymore. And
just us.
Yeah.
We have people who want to come on as guests, and I just can't shut up yet to invite people on.
Yeah, when are you getting your camera?
Soon. My birthday's on Sunday. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Israel, May 14th, 1958.
Oh, yeah.
My birthday, I always remember.
Of course.
Okay.
You're the real Jesus, probably.
I am the Messiah.
You're probably the real Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You ever think that? You just wake up, be like, I'm probably, it's probably me.
Me.
It's probably
it's
me. Yeah.
Hi. On the crucifix. It's so sacrilege, but whatever. Okay, so my unemployment days were, that's how I started smoking a lot of weed. Because I was just a sleep smoker.
Yeah, that's how we all start, isn't it?
That's how we all start.
That's how we all start.
But I'd argue I could have stayed there had I not lost all will to live.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my job in, like, late April of the pandemic.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing what happened. I mean, I lost it the day of the pandemic. Like, the first day.
Like, March 18th
like
or whatever.
March 13th. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But you got paid by unemployment, I'm sure.
Yeah. Boatload of money.
I didn't get paid for 10 months, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
I fell through the cracks.
That's crazy.
As I said in my bit, I was a crack slipper.
Yeah, you're a crack slipper.
And what happened is because I would call them every day, and literally it would be 3 or 4 hours I was getting the ringtone, but I would call every day and be like, what's going on with my case? This number, this number. Finally, after I think it was like November, I start to get a lead. And they're like, oh, my God, your woman who had your case, she left the agency.
She got fired?
And all of her cases went, like, unfiled.
Oh, my God.
They were like, and so I did that, but I found that out by gossiping
really?
With these motherfuckers. I was like, oh, so this and that. And then I like, literally just kind of, like, conned my way into finding out more information. And then I literally, like, got enough pieces of the puzzle to be able to say, like, oh, like someone left and this and that. And then I got it together and was able to piece back. But there were people in D.C., because this was D.C. unemployment, who were also crack slippers, but they had full-blown families.
Oh, yeah. It's
so fun. They went into thousands and thousands of credit card debt just to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I was lucky. I was living with my boyfriend at the time. I was able. My parents were helping me out with rent. and I was able to stay okay.
Yeah.
But mentally, I was going fucking bananas because I don't like taking money from my parents.
Of course.
I didn't like living off of Tyler. And so I took 2 walks a day. I would walk like 8 miles. And I would just like listen to podcasts and call unemployment.
Yeah.
And then I would do 305 dance fitness classes online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 305 dance. You were not Jewish enough to get your money, but Jewish enough to gossip your way in.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get. Yeah. Do you know what I realized? Like, I the unemployment shit for me is I kept calling them and nobody was picking up. I mean, I ended up getting my money, but like nobody's it took forever. I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe if they just hired more fucking people, that maybe the 10 billion people who are unemployed now, they don't have enough phone workers. They just hired
workers.
Hire me. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, oh, maybe 17 trillion people need a goddamn job. Nobody's picking up the phone because you don't have enough people. Like, 2 + 2
right.
equals fucking 6, right?
And then they're figuring out a stimulus for the fuckers who have jobs.
Yeah, which, again, we needed a goddamn another one.
And I would get so irked because when you're that fucking bankrupt and people start being like, oh, my God, unemployment is great. I'm having the time of my life. I'm sleeping until noon. I'm getting my stimmy. I'm like, I want to fucking murder you. And I felt very disconnected and alienated from society.
Yeah.
And I started to be like looking at homeless people and I'm like, we're no different.
Yeah.
The only difference is that I have people who can help me and support me.
For me, it was just like all of my friends still had jobs. So, like, I was kind of just, like, the only one, just, like, without a job. And, like, I was just, like, all right, clearly this is a sign. I should be a comedian. And then, like, I would do some shit. And then I started hosting these virtual happy hour events. Like, it
That's
was
fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, it was corny. But it was, like, you know, they needed, like, a comedic host for, like, these virtual games that they would do. They would, like, virtual Family Feud. Like virtual puzzles, whatever. So I was like the host for that.
That's so nice.
I started doing that. But like, it was bad. Because like, one, I didn't have a job. My mom hates that I do comedy. And then she would just fucking hear. Dun, 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 dun.
And you're like, sorry, mom.
Yeah. And it was just, it was so goofy. And it made me feel like such a fucking loser. So then I ended up getting a real job only because, like, I wanted to live in the city and get the fuck out of my house. So.
Yeah. And, like, be an adult.
Yeah.
But whatever. It brought you to me.
Yeah. It all leads to you.
Yeah. I am the Messiah.
You are the real one.